Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. And let's face it, there's quite a few. Answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas, like, is it okay to poo on a plane?
Well, I mean, if it's long haul, the flight.
And is it possible to not look like a knob if you buy the fast pass through security?
I bought you two fast pass when we went to Monaco.
Yeah, look like right knobheads.
Well, no, we had more time in the lounge.
Exactly. And of what lounge? We had a breakfast from Wetherspoons.
Well, we would have had more time in the lounge, but I forgot I was travelling with you two.
Yeah.
And you wanted to go to Wetherspoons.
You really disappointed me that day, because I was the only one there. Cause for me, going to the airport is you get a big fry up before the plane. You had a bit of toast, and I think Ben had a wrap. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hansen?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more Wedgwood, you're more Plywood.
I don't get that.
Oh, God. Well, thank you to Cam, who's an avid G&Diva. He's a sober G&Diva.
Oh, okay, fair
enough. A rare bunch. Well, Wedgwood, do you know what Wedgwood is? My China is Wedgwood, or some of it, anyway.
Is it a fancy make?
Yeah, like Royal Crown Derby, Royal Doulton, Wedgwood.
I recently bought some mugs from John Lewis. Is it better than them?
If my friend Stephen were here, he would tell you all about this. But yes, probably.
Okay, where's Wedgwood made?
Well, their factory officially is in Stoke. But
oh, the Potters. That's how they call Stoke, the
indeed,
Potters.
Where Ben is supposedly from. Well, sort of. But as I have been told in the past, a lot of Wedgwood now is made in Vietnam.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Shall we have a gin and a bonnet?
I'm more Wedgwood, you're more plywood.
You still
so have... Wedgwood isn't a type of wood?
No.
I thought it was like a fancy wood.
No, it's type of china.
Like what you get from Oak Furniture Land.
It's not. You don't get it in Oak Furniture
Land. It's a knock on wood. That's their jingle.
Was it?
Yeah, and they used to sponsor Burnley.
Did they?
Yeah. Oh, and apparently Stoke. Did they?
No, us, meaning.
Oh, Ben just said soon to be us. I was like, oh, they're sponsoring Stoke. I went, no, the podcast. Hey, we say it, G and Divas. You give it, we'll read it.
Let's do a toast. I poured the gin into Bonnie. We're going to talk about holidays this episode.
Oh, are we?
So why don't we toast future holidays? Because we haven't been able to do many.
Are we doing a themed episode?
We're going to go back to a themed like it's 2018.
We haven't done a themed episode since the first two series.
No, we haven't.
Do you remember when I was dead against them?
Yes.
And now I just shut up and do as I'm told. Right, I was only. Like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If only. To future holidays.
To future holidays. Sun, sex and Siagra.
Siagra. Is that a type of...
Not Siagra.
Is that the knockoff Viagra?
Sangria.
Sangria. Right. Let's talk about holidays. What is your... Now, you're... Obviously, we know that you don't love flying. I've been to Monaco with you. I've had my circulation cut off in my hand, as has Ben when you had to hold our hand. But what is your dream type of holiday?
Okay, my dream holiday is somewhere hot, obviously.
but I am a very basic bitch when it comes to a holiday.
Okay.
Right. I think we talked about this. As long as it's a nice hotel, a nice pool and a nice beach, and nice restaurants, that's all I want. My idea of hell on a holiday is having one or two things planned, but having an itinerary every day, okay. Having excursions to go on,
yep.
Having trips that we've got to do, that's the same thing. I just want to get up in the morning, I want to have a big breakfast, right? I want to read my book by the pool or on the beach, and then round about 11:30, I want to look at my watch and think, is it too early to have a beer yet? Should I have a beer? And then as the week goes on, that gets earlier and earlier. So it gets about 10 o'clock and I think, I can't have a beer now. Could have an Irish coffee. should I have a beer? I've not got a problem. That's my idea of a holiday. Then going out, nice meal, bottle of wine, back to the hotel.
It's a lot of alcohol.
Also like a bit of a nap. You know when you've been at the pool and you go back to the hotel?
A siesta.
And you have a massive shag. And then afterwards, you wake up from your nap and the aircon's blowing on you. You wake up and you have a bag of Lay's and a Fanta Lemon.
A pack of?
Lay's.
You've had one of those an hour ago.
I wish they did Fanta Lemon here.
Fanta?
Lemon.
Lemon?
Yeah, you only get it abroad.
Do you not just say lemon?
Yeah, it's lemon abroad.
Oh, is it?
They do Fanta Lemon here. But yeah.
Okay. So pool or beach? If you had to pick.
Pool.
Yeah. Less sand. Yeah. I like sand.
It's not just that. It literally gets everywhere. It's all over beds, in your flip-flops, in between your toes, in the bits of your eyes, in your nose, crack your arse. It's everywhere.
It's not nice, is it?
No.
No.
What's your idea of a perfect holiday?
Luxury hotel. And I mean luxury hotel. Pool.
Yep.
So actually quite similar to yours, but I would have a feel that your hotel that you would be in, would you be wearing a wristband?
I wouldn't, because these days they give you a card.
But you get the idea.
Are you saying all-inclusive?
Yes.
If you want to get pissed, show us your wrist.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now, I was very much an all-inclusive kind of guy.
Yes.
And I've been all-inclusive.
Yeah.
Now I'm more half-bored. So you get your breakfast and your...
I know the feeling.
You get your breakfast and your lunch. But the reason why all-inclusive now is... All-inclusive's fine. My mum and dad did it recently, but a very nice hotel.
Mm.
One of the best hotels. They treated themselves for their anniversary.
In which country?
It was in Ibiza.
Oh.
And they said it was lovely. Because they're very bit all-inclusive. And I'd do it for that if it was nowhere else.
Did you stop touching my finger?
If it was nowhere else to go. But... I read something recently, well, a couple of years ago, and I was like, right, all-inclusive hotels are not actually very good for the local economy.
Mm.
Think how many restaurants have shut down.
Exactly.
Because of it. Get very deep these days, aren't I? So I do off-board where you can get bed and breakfast. So you get breakfast and they do a little buffet.
A buffet. Oh, shut up. You somewhere. Know how to say that word properly.
Yeah, but I'm still trying to prove I'm still me. So just go with it.
It's buffet. Actually, on that pronunciation, can I take this opportunity to correct a lot of people's pronunciation of that word? It's buffet.
Buffet. Buffet.
Not buffet and not buffet.
Buffet.
It's not buffet. Look at the French. Buffet.
Buffet.
It's buffet! like that. Okay?
So, I wouldn't say no to an all-inclusive, no, but I went all-inclusive in Magaluf. Mm. Oh, my God. My brother stag do.
Was that Our Ryan?
Our Ryan, yeah. And literally, the vodka was sweating out of you.
Oh.
They couldn't give you enough. House vodka.
Right.
The bottle's cheaper than the actual spirit. Seriously.
But yes, no, I think nice, quiet. What do you think about city breaks, where you go and sort of explore a city?
All up for that. I'd want a bit of planning and preparation. Be like, right, we'll do this. This is a good restaurant. Mm-hmm. City break, weekend away, you've kind of got a plan. But if you're there for a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, just go out. Go out and have a stroll.
Mm. Mike and I are going to, we're toying, hopefully, if all being well, we're going to go to Amsterdam for a couple of nights.
Oh, are you?
Later on in the year. Oh. Yes. We have been before. And we did do, you know, I would always say there are two sides to Amsterdam. Obviously, we do the nice side.
There is two sides, you're right.
But we did take a bit of a wrong turning one evening and found ourselves in, you know, the other side of Amsterdam.
And that's how William met Mikey. He was in a window.
We're walking round.
And William said, "How much for the man in the window?" £200. He was in a builder's costume in a window.
We're walking around holding hands, looking, you know, in the grand scheme of things, quite homosexual. And we go past these windows and there are these girls sort of, you know, jiggling everything and sort of pointing.
Just for the
and
reference.
It's like, well, we're probably not interested in
you. Sorry, go on.
Probably thinking you need to put a nice cardigan on. Look a bit cold.
There is a gay bit in Amsterdam.
Is there?
Yeah, I think. Is it called the Blue Light District? I've made that up, Ben. No, it is.
How do you know it's called the Blue Light District?
Ben, is it called the Blue Light? Yeah. So there's a Blue Light District. However, I've done Amsterdam. I've done it all.
Has Amsterdam done you?
I've done Amsterdam.
Yes.
But I also know, because basically I was best man on it. It was the day after, it was the weekend after we recorded the first series.
Oh, yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
And I couldn't sleep one more. I was so stressed, and it's stressful being a best man on a stag do. And I was trying to make sure that everyone's having a good time. And I was up early one morning, and my best mate's boss was with us.
Mm.
And he and I ended up going for a stroll. We got a really nice coffee and went to the nicest cafe ever. And it was literally over the water. And he was like, "Oh, yeah, this is like the beautiful part of Amsterdam." And I've always said I wanted to go back and see that side of it.
It is nice. Mike and I once had a Airbnb on one of the canals. And we were going out for dinner and we got into a taxi. And sadly, because it was a bit sort of windy, the door hit Mike. It was actually quite nasty, but it hit Mike's head as he was getting into the car. And, you know, it's unfortunate, it's painful. But Mikey, for 2 days, was utterly convinced that his brain had rotated. And obviously when I laughed at that concept and said, "I don't really think your brain's rotated, darling," I got really told off.
Oh.
I was like, I just don't physically think it's possible for your brain to rotate. And he was absolutely adamant that his brain had rotated. And the more I laughed, the worse it got.
He's a well-educated guy. Where does that come from?
Yes, but he can, from time to time,
be a tad dramatic.
Yes.
Sorry, don't want to put words in your mouth there.
Yeah.
I'm not dramatic! My bloody head were clamped in that taxi doer, Jordan, and you should have seen the state of it. It was like something from Drop Dead Fred. My eyes popped out of my bloody head, and I were in agony, and you had him bloody laughing at me all weekend. And I could feel my brain rotating. So don't take piss, because I'm telling you now we're in agony.
Anyway, as you may have noticed, Gene Divas, we're back, as Jordan mentioned at the top, we're back to doing themed episodes, just for a special occasion, because hopefully you might be thinking about going on a holiday, you might be going somewhere on a green or an amber list, and so we thought it's a good opportunity to talk about holidays.
And to refresh, you know, it's been a while since we've all been on holidays. Yeah. We've probably talked about it before, but let's do it again. Where are we with towels on the sunbeds?
Fine if you're on them.
So you're not allowed to go down in the morning?
15 minutes before. That would be fine.
Yeah.
If you go off for lunch...
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's okay, because probably by lunch, everybody who wants a sunbed has probably got a sunbed. So you've claimed it, you've been on it for numerous hours, you can leave your books and anything that you feel comfortable leaving. But in the morning, fine for 15 minutes.
Graham just rips them off.
What, other people's towels?
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
No, he just rips them off. And I remember going, "Dad, we say oh," and I remember this family walking past, and there on the bed was some bald-headed bloke from Burnley covered in tattoos. Would you say out to him?
No, probably not.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't think when
you're... like, "Walk on, pal. Walk on. I've seen you eye me up, pal." There you go.
Sounds like he supports Liverpool.
Oh,
on. Yeah, thank you. Lads, I don't think you can do that when you're my parents. I think it doesn't really work.
I met my dad sound like he's actually... You've met my dad.
Yes, I have met your dad. He's very nice. Mm. But I wouldn't cross him. You are, of course, scared of flying. Are you still scared of flying? Do you think any of your big conquests last year, I'm talking about I'm a Celebrity, means that you're sort of less scared about certain things, or are you still a bit nervous?
No, I'm definitely better. And for me, this time last year, I went out to see Mum and Dad. Do you remember we were recording there?
I do, yeah.
And I've flown on my own.
A little bit tiddly.
Yes, I was. What, when I was in Spain?
Yeah.
Was that?
It's when we recorded.
Could you tell?
Yes.
I just don't like flying. I just do not like the thought of being up there and anything could go wrong at any minute.
So, a fun fact I learned this week. I was listening to a documentary about, guess what, Mary Poppins. It was a Radio 4 thing about the song Feed the Birds. But within it, the actress Karen Dutrice, who played Jane Banks in the original Disney film, of course, she was a child when she did it. She was British. She was taken over to LA. And she hated flying.
She was a child?
Well, yeah, Jane and Michael Banks. They're children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she was a child. She was a child actress.
And she was scared of flying?
Absolutely scared of flying, but obviously had to fly because of she was based in Britain. It was all filmed in LA. And Walt Disney, who was alive at the time, in order to help Jane feel more relaxed, converted his plane into a sweet shop so that she could then sell everybody on the plane sweets.
Shut up.
To distract her. Which was so lovely. What a lovely thing to do. If you, you know, make it sort of distract.
Oh my God. He had money to burn him.
Well, yes. Maybe when you get on a plane next time, we could turn it into a pub.
Oh my God. That'd be ace.
And then you can just like serve people pints. Or we could turn it into a radio studio. Whatever's going to distract you.
Are you willing to do that on your private jet?
It'll be my private jet, but Ben's going to pay.
Oh, that's a great
story. I thought it was a lovely little story.
Yeah.
And to be fair, when I listen to Mary Poppins documentaries, a lot of it, I'm like, this story again. But this one was one I hadn't heard.
Here's one for you.
Mm.
Say you go on holiday on your own. A lot of people do.
Yes, I have been to holiday on my own.
Have you?
Once or twice.
Or say you're working away and it's somewhere hot.
Well, I've done that a lot.
And is it ever okay to ask a stranger to rub some cream in on your back?
No.
Straight away?
That is weird.
Is it?
That's a definite no.
Is that not okay?
It's not okay, hon.
But what if you're burning?
Well, wear something with a back.
You know me. I would literally, if someone said, can you rub, I'd be like, yeah, sure, sound. Fine.
You would be if, you know, there was a... You'd be that same person that if there was a bank being robbed and they went, oh, could you get the door of the getaway car? You'd open the getaway car,
definitely.
They'd get in and you'd shut the door.
I'd be like,
bye!
All right, lads. Oh, you've dropped a bag here. Is this yours? You dropped a tenner. Do you want this? Lads.
In a rush. When you do go away, even if you're on a staycation...
Oh, really?
What's your opinion?
I didn't think you'd say staycation.
What's your opinion on people who take Instagram content when they are away on holiday?
What do you mean?
Like posed photographs by the pool.
Don't be a bitch. Each to their own, right? Let's be real.
Mm.
I mean, social media is a big part of people's lives now. And it doesn't mean you have to be an influencer to be on social media. So if you're going to take a picture of you on holiday, you want your family and friends and your colleagues to see you looking good.
I'll tell you why I ask. When I was away in Oman, deep in Oman, I had a few weekends where I had some time off.
Can I just say, you sound like you need to do a massive burp. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You sound like you're speaking a bit like that.
Oh, okay. I'm okay.
Do you want me to wind you? Come here.
I don't want to...
Come round. I'll come round.
I don't even know what you're going to do.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Don't... Oh.
You all right? Go on, let's get it out.
What are you doing?
That's why you're speaking like that. You had too much Dubonnet.
You're just hitting me on the back.
No, I'm winding you.
This is hitting me on the back.
That's what you do with babies.
Put me over your knee.
Is that helping?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's quite aggressive.
Just give your chest a rub. You're doing the editing, sound like you need to do a burp. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Then what were you saying?
It's a bit weird. Anyway, is this okay now? Or am I sounding okay for you?
You do sound a bit better now.
Good. When I was deep in Amman, I had a few... I had a few weekends where I had a three-day weekend. So I checked myself into some nice, quite nice hotels. And there was one, which is a very sort of trendy hotel, very popular. And I was the only person in the pool. It was wonderful until this couple came. And she clearly thought that she was Kate Moss. Let me tell you now, listeners, she wasn't. And her boyfriend was made to take, and I mean, they did a whole photo shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Next to the pool. She was like up against a pillar, like,
yeah, that's
counting. She didn't get in the pool, but she sort of got in the pool just one step, and she was like coming out of the pool, thrusting her chest forward, doing all those sort of poses. They were doing slow motion walks as she walked down the side of the pool. I'm trying to get out of the pool to get to my seat, but they were in between the pool and where my lounger was.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a bit extra.
And I'm convinced, I don't think they were even staying at this hotel. They had turned up for the day, were doing their thing, maybe would have a coffee, and then would disappear. And they're going to post on their Instagram, I'm staying at this hotel.
Yeah, it's a bit cringe, that.
And it annoyed me. Now, I don't mind if people want to use beautiful locations, and ultimately hotels love it because it's marketing for the hotel. So I can see why, but... when you're getting in the way of people that are actually paying to be there and using the hotel not for their own social media following, that's when it's annoying.
But there's nothing wrong with taking a few pictures of your friends and family.
This did go on for 50 minutes.
50?
I came out of that pool, I was like a prune.
Oh, really?
I was very wrinkled.
Well, yeah.
Mm. I got in that pool, I was 30. I got out of the pool, I was 31.
I wonder if that was some famous influencer or...
It really wasn't, I can assure you that. Shall we have a Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week?
Cue the jingle!
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
What did the janitor say when he came out of the cupboard?
And we'll tell you the definition after the break.
Punchline.
Oh, yeah, sorry, wrong
That's week. That's why I do that bit. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Gene Divas, thanks for sticking with us. And thank you very much to Dawn's grandson, Tyler, who sent me this. And if you want to send me the Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week, send them in our usual places. What did the janitor say when he came out of the cupboard?
I don't know.
Supplies!
I love how much you love these jokes.
I love a joke.
For someone who has actually got quite a good sense of humour, you love a really bad joke.
Should we do another one?
Oh, if we must.
Where are average things made?
Milton Keynes.
The Satisfactory. Laura says, just thought I'd send in my favourite joke for Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. Someone bumped into me at the bakery yesterday, spilling all my pies and pasties. serves me right for putting all my Greggs in one basket. This,
this is enough to make you want a holiday. G&Divas, we have some news for those of you who have tickets for our upcoming tour. A few weeks ago, of course, we celebrated the fact that Jordan will no longer be a part-time DJ, but will be working a full 4 days a week come September. And this is truly wonderful news, but as our tour begins in September, it has had an impact on some of the midweek dates that were due to take place.
I don't even know where to begin with this. You know, like, personally, how stressed I have been about it. We're going to have to reschedule some dates.
Not all of them.
Not all of them.
Just a few.
I get it if you've already paid for the tickets. They've already been rescheduled a couple of times before. I know this
due to Corona.
Due to Corona. I know this isn't ideal, especially as well. And this is what gets me the most. If you've already spent money on the hotels and you've planned a night out and gone for a meal, I just hope that it's not disrupted your plans too much.
The good news, though, is that it's only the midweek dates that are being rescheduled.
Yeah.
So the good news is your date will be moving to a weekend. So we can all share some extra D and drink responsibly, but have a bit more D than you perhaps planned on having. So that's the silver lining. And it is still more or less around the same time that you were going to see us.
Yeah, basically, if you come to see us during the week, we come to see us at the weekend. We know this tour has been disrupted in the past. And believe me when I say this, I am very, very sorry that we've got to reschedule again. But now that every show is on at the weekend, like William said, we can
get absolutely smashed.
There you go. We can get absolutely smashed. Full details of the new dates will be on Instagram and our Twitter pages. We're at Sex and My Boss on our website or sexandmyboss.com/live. You will be contacted by the ticket supplier in case you need to make any changes.
And if you're still cross, Steve Wright in the afternoon's quite good, so you can always tune into that.
Oh, cheers.
Love the factoids. Shall we go to the listeners' problems?
Let's go to the listeners' problems, please. I feel like this episode's been, like last week, all but here, there and
all
everywhere.
Over the shop. We need a holiday.
Higgledy-piggledy.
Higgledy-piggledy. Dear William Jordan and PB, how far should you go to master the language of said chosen destination on holiday? As a language student, I always try my best to learn as much about the language of the country I'm visiting before I go, even if it's only a few basic phrases. Not only because it's easier to get by, but also because I think it shows respect, despite English being the lingua franca of Europe. Or they've actually written lingua franks of Europe, but they mean lingua franca.
Isn't that a pizza place? Frankamanka.
Frankamanka. Or as my mother calls it, Frankly Manky. Although she does really like it.
Does she actually?
She just can't remember what it's called.
That's my, a free ad there for Frankamanka.
My dad, on the other side, has always been such a Brit abroad and never made any effort, to the point it's often embarrassing and offensive how little he knows. In Germany, he once asked for Zibil. And speaking...
That's so funny. Can I have the bill?
It just amazes me how funny you find that.
That's brilliant. That's really tickled me.
And speaking in English like Yoda, and honestly thought he was speaking German. And in France, he speaks such a bad mixture of franglais, it makes me cringe. What is your advice for Brits abroad regarding this? From Poppy.
I'm going to let you pick up here, because I cannot comment on this.
You do.
Hola! Two beers, please, love. Two beers, and it's awful. It is awful. I'm not that bad, I'm joking, I'm not that bad.
You need to learn... Hello, goodbye, please, thank you, and then anything else. And the bill, please may I have the bill.
Le quante popofo.
What? I'm sorry?
Le quante popofo.
Right.
That's Spanish for... My mum and dad are really good at it now.
Are they? Have they got two tongues?
And they've got a little friend who works behind the bar. She's lovely. And she speaks to them in a bit of Spanish and they pick it up and then speak back to her in English. It's
That's
really
nice.
Cute, yeah.
Yeah, do you? You don't speak really any other languages, do you? I mean, you barely speak English.
Yeah, no. Dans ma famille.
Dans.
Il y a six personnes. Remember this from French? Year 9. Dans ma famille, il y a six personnes. Ma mère, Wendy. Mon père, Graham. Mon frère, Ryan.
Typical French name.
Mon frère, our Ryan. Dominic, Bradley. Dans ma famille, il y a six personnes. And I forgot how you say we like to go to cinema at weekends.
Well, that's a bit random.
That's just... Well, that was French at school, weren't it? You had to say, what did you like to do with your family?
I've said this before way back when on our podcast, but because of when we were both at school, it was the Tony Blair curriculum of education. I have learnt all about how to talk about the environment in German.
Have you actually?
Yes. Die Umwelt ist sehr wichtig, which is the environment is very important.
What do you
speak? Mal schloten macht die Umwelt kaputt, which means carbon dioxide makes the environment bad. Terribly helpful. It's not great when you're ordering in a restaurant in Berlin.
Do you speak any languages?
Ein bisschen of German.
Do you speak German?
Ein bisschen.
Ben just said in our day, the language of love. A bit of German.
A very bit. Only in about the environment. You asked me what a wind turbine is in German. I'm your man.
What is it?
Ein wind turbine. I can't remember.
It's the German accent. Sie Bell. Yeah.
You want a handful of phrases. As
I agree.
Say, those key phrases. Learn those. Revise them before you go out for each meal. My brother was very good at this, especially when we went to Italy, because French we're quite good at. We're quite good at other languages. But
ciao.
Very good. But with Italian phrases, James would sort of do a little revision in the car before we got there.
Oh.
He was very good at that. He's very conscientious.
No surprises, he's the favourite. I do agree.
Do you know my mother once called him her politest son? What a knife to the heart that was.
When was a son who's an etiquette expert? Why are you only telling us this now?
Because I'm still not over it.
How long ago was this?
3 years.
All right, calm down.
My other favourite story about my mother and my brother, because she's so concerned about him. James lives quite close to my parents.
He literally lives a stone's throw away across the road.
Well, not across the road. So there's a church very near where James lives.
Yeah.
And it was in the news that the steeple had become a bit loose.
Oh,
so my
God.
Mother, for days, would text my brother going, please be careful because Christchurch steeple is loose. Because clearly she thought that James would be walking by innocently and a bit like Hot Fuzz. The church steeple was going to fall over and impale James.
Bless her. She did actually text him every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does she say when you go flying? What is it? Tell us. Mikey told me this ages ago. So when you go flying, if it's just her and your dad on the plane, that's when she panics.
Yes.
Because if they die, they'll leave you
behind. But when we're all together, she's less panicky. Because we'd all die together.
We'd all die together.
Yeah.
Bless her.
I know.
I'm not even going to do an impression of that. But yeah, I agree with William there. It's good to pick up a few bits of language. And I think they appreciate at least you trying.
Exactly. Even if you're getting it wrong, you are, in terms of the pronunciation, you are trying. That said, when I went, the very first time I went to China, I was taught a bit of Mandarin to start my talks with. And I was taught, hello everybody, which is something like, and forgive me to any Chinese listening, da zha hao. Okay, so I was told, say hello everyone in Mandarin at the top of your speech. But as you may know, with languages like Mandarin, it's all about inflection. And if you inflect one way, it means one thing. If you inflect, pronounce it another way,
oh,
it means something else. No one had told me this. So I was saying, instead of da zha hao, I was saying da zha hao. Tiny difference.
I cannot tell the
okay?
difference.
So I did 5 talks where I started it with fighting is good, which is the other inflection. And 5 talks in, my colleague came up to me and went, we need to address this. And I thought, no wonder I'm not getting a clap.
Next question, please, William Hanson.
This next one is from Sophie. Hi, William and Jordan, and of course, producer Ben. Why did you put of course? My question for you regarding holiday etiquette is what happens when you're the only ginger on holiday? I'm a pale ginger and freckly, an easily sunburnt woman and don't cope very well in the sun. I love going on holiday, but I have to either be in the shade or in the pool. I feel that I ruin the holiday for others, though, if I keep doing this. What do you suggest? Thanks in advance, and I love your podcast. Sophie.
Sophie, honestly, and they're much more available now. Hazmat suits. No, seriously, because a lot of people say to me, because I've got, like, dark features, but I'm quite pale.
You are very pale.
I'm very pale. They say to me, are you Irish? Because apparently that's like... But I'm the same on holiday. I burn so easily, so I'm in
the
shade.
Are you a 50?
I start on... Yes, I do start on 50, go down to 30 if I want a bit of a tan.
Dangerous.
Yeah, but like some people put 15 on, so I get that as well. Don't feel like you're being a party pooper. If you need to be in the shade, stay in the shade.
Yes.
Don't feel like, because you're the same, aren't you?
I'm very pale as well, so I don't. I love the idea of sun. Sun doesn't love me.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. You do, however, Sophie, say that you have to be in the shade or the pool. Now, my concept of water is that actually water refracts.
Is that true?
And yet, supposedly, it's good for your face, apparently, if you want to get a tan on your face, sort of staying neck in the pool. I think underneath the water, you're okay, but you still can get a tan.
Yeah.
So you do need to be careful from a sun care advice point of view. It's like turned into a consumer slot on This Morning here. But your head is going to sort of, you know, the sun's going to bounce off the water and back onto your face.
Don't think, Sophie, that you're being a party pooper at all.
No,
don't be.
And if your friends tell you that you are, they're not your friends.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm the guy in the shade as well. Like, I love the sun, I love the hot weather, and I love going abroad. But I can't. When I say I sit out and read my book in it, I need to be under a big brolly.
Quick one here. This is from Nirit. So, when staying in a hostel with bunk beds, can you tell the people in the bed above or below you to stop fucking? Because it makes you uncomfortable.
I was in a hostel once.
Right.
It's really weird. I just got back from M&M World.
M&M? That's in Leicester Square, isn't it?
Yeah.
What, you were in London?
Yeah. I was about 21, just finished uni.
Why were you in a hostel at 21?
Because I couldn't afford a hotel.
Right. And you were desperate to go to M&M World, so you had to stay.
Well, I went...
You just had to come to London.
Well, I just got a job at Capital FM, so I went and had a look around Global here.
Right.
With a mate, being proper radio geeks, and we ended up in M&M World. It's about 11 o'clock at night. I think we went Tiger Tiger as well. And then we went back to this hostel, and there's this guy, and my mate was fast asleep. And I'm pretty sure the guy in the bunk bed above us didn't even say hi to him, so don't know anything about it, but I'm pretty sure he's having a wank.
Did you say anything?
No.
You still keep in touch?
No, I've never seen him since, but it happens in hostels. I'm pretty sure he was.
I just can't imagine that.
Have you ever been in a hostel?
Well, talking of my trips to China, there was a last-minute change to one of my schedules in China, and we had to go to Beijing first when I was due to fly to Shanghai. So I ended up in Beijing, and my colleague had very, very quickly booked the hotel, but had actually misread it and booked me into a hostel, not a hotel.
Did you stay?
It was one night, and it really wasn't great in Beijing. I would say, Nirit, if you're not comfortable with that all sort of stuff going on, extracurricular activity, don't stay in a hostel.
I would say sometimes in your 20s, especially when you're travelling, trying to save a bit of money, hostels are a necessity. And it's just part of growing up. However, if it's a bit inappropriate, then you need to say something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, nudge, poke. If you're underneath, poke the mattress above, through the slats.
Don't be doing any poking.
No, through the mattress. Give them a fright.
Do you ever regret not going travelling? Like, you speak to some people our age now, and from what I gather, we pretty much left uni and went straight into work.
Yeah.
I didn't do the whole travelling thing.
No.
And it was never a thing in, like, I remember being at uni and, like, bloody Xander and Zachary and all
Let's
that.
Be honest, you were not at university with anyone called Xander.
No, that's true, I wasn't. But I knew people that was, I remember being at Reading Festival and this guy was like, yeah, so I'm going to go travelling, I've finished now, or I'm on my gap year. And it just never, do you regret it?
No, well, no, but also I was quite lucky because
you
I was able to go travelling with work.
Yeah,
fair. And I was still, remember, I was finishing my university dissertation and was sent off to Shanghai. And I, have I not read the diary entry where I threw myself on the bed crying because I had to go economy?
Yeah.
So I was able to do it that way.
Ben, have you been travelling? Have you not? Oh,
he was going to go travelling.
Oh, Ben was going to go travelling.
And then the whole corona hit.
Yeah. But now, I'm like, I wouldn't mind going to Aberdeen.
Yeah, your version of travelling is going down to Dorset.
I've been to Aberdeen.
Have you?
So Burnley qualified for Europa League.
Right.
First time in about 40 years. And me and everyone that I go on turf with were like, oh, we'll go to Spain, we'll go to Greece. It's like, this is going to be great.
We'll travel to Aberdeen.
We'll travel Europe. And first round, we got drawn against Aberdeen. Away from home. Not wrong with Aberdeen.
No.
Oh. It's funny how Aberdeen came with us to Aberdeen. We laughed as well.
It's northern humour. This next one doesn't have a name, but that might be because the things... Hello, William Jordan and dearest Ben. Whenever I go on holiday, no matter how long, I'm ridiculed for the amount I pack. In my opinion, I am the one carrying the luggage and it does not negatively impact anyone else, so they have no reason to ridicule or complain. But it always drives my family and friends crazy. So I guess my question is, how much is too much luggage? I leave for holiday tomorrow morning to Cornwall, so have definitely overpacked. But it is better to be safe than sorry. Sending lots of love and a big hug to thank you for being so wonderful and keeping my spirits up as a student who has been forced home from uni because of the virus and who is working in a care home that has had more outbreaks than I'd like to count. Oh. Best wishes, Hannah.
Hannah, I keep doing the amazing work, by the way, and thank you for your lovely words. I agree.
Really?
I totally agree.
I was amazed when we went to Monaco. Your bag was quite light.
No, it wasn't.
Really?
No, I agree.
Or maybe was that his bed?
That was Ben.
Oh, that was him.
Ben just had a stick with a little napkin on the end of it. Yeah, a bag of sandwiches and some boxes in it.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I'd rather have too much than get there and then be like, Friday night we're going to this restaurant. I suppose that's part of planning it. Friday night we're going to this restaurant. You need a nice shirt or a nice jacket or a nice jacket. Oh, because I'm very particular like that. I agree.
We overpack. Mike and I, the other week, went on a three-night holiday within the UK, and we took the same case that I take to China for 2.5 weeks.
Really?
Yes.
It's always better to overpack. I agree. Yeah. I hate that people say, I've just brought an overnight bag. I'm like, that's all right, but you need... We're very similar like that.
We are quite similar. Also, my sponge bag is quite large. It's more the sponge bag that takes up quite a lot of room.
What on God's green earth is a fecking sponge bag?
Where you put your toothpaste and your moisturiser and your cleanser.
Your wash bag.
Sponge bag.
Wash bag.
Sponge bag.
Toiletry bag.
Sponge bag.
Wash bag.
Well, toiletries bag is okay. Oh, talking of which, bit of etiquette for you. So you know when people say, I'm going to the toilet? Mm-hmm. So toilet technically means your makeup, like eau de toilette, toiletries. So when people in the Victorian era would say, I'm going to touch up my toilet, they didn't mean they're touching the porcelain bit or the china bit. They were going to sort of powder their wig or powder their face, etc. So that is your toilet. The actual thing that you do your business into, that's the lavatory. So that's another reason why you say lavatory, not toilet.
Hannah, it's better to overpack.
Blew you away, that fact, didn't it?
I was about to say, you are fun at parties, but you actually are.
I'm quite fun at parties.
You're a hoot.
Thank you. You said that so disingenuous.
No, you are a hoot.
When was the last party you saw me at?
Your 30th.
Oh, that was a good night.
That was a great night.
So much happened.
Yeah, it was a good night.
I don't think, yeah. As long as it's within your, going back to your question, as long as it is within the luggage limit of the aeroplane... you've got everything you need, and it doesn't sort of... If you're going in a car, for example, and everyone else's cases have to fit in, then you've got to sort of monitor how much you take, because everyone has to have equal room. So just monitor that. But if not, if there's no problem with the luggage, then you take what you want.
Remember, if you want our help with something, then you can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextonmyboss.com. Great advice this weekend.
Thank you.
You can tweet us or send a message on Instagram @sextonmyboss. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, sextonmyboss.com.
We'll see you soon. Adios.
Adios.
In Spain.
Ciao, adios.
Zaijian, as they say in China.
How do they say it in Germany?
Auf Wiedersehen.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.